again, apparently. We're all ready to get started. We'll be on record. Thank you, everyone, and good morning. My name is Melanie Reif. I'm the Administrative Law Judge for the Utah Public Service Commission. This morning is the hearing in docket 14-245801. This matter is entitled The Joint Application for Approval of Transfer of Ultimate Control of LSSI Data Corporation to NewNet Communication Technologies, LLC. This is the date and time for said hearing, and we'll start by taking appearances, starting with the applicant.
Your Honor, this is Mitchell Perkel of Trout and Sanders, appearing on behalf of both Delta Resources, LLC, and LSSI Data Corporation.
Thank you, sir. And will you be calling the witness this morning?
Your Honor, this is all of this. Should we go through all of the appearances at this time, Your Honor?
Yes, and if you have a witness who will be who you'll be calling, please go ahead and identify that person. So, Mr. Perkel, will you be calling a witness?
I'll defer to Mr. Poole to make his appearance and respond. Judge?
Thank you.
Your Honor, this is Alan Poole, Troutman Sanders, LLP, representing on behalf of Aspen LSSI Data Corporation. I also have with me Bob Williams of Troutman Sanders, LLP. We do not currently anticipate calling any witnesses for the applicant portion. However, we have other parties available if the commission has.
Sir, I'm afraid that last bit of your statement was distorted. Could you repeat yourself?
We do not currently have any witnesses planned. Call. We do have Rich Holdash of LSSI Data Corporation, the president, available. We have Sharon Stern, vice president of legal affairs on behalf of Volt Delta Resource Holdings. And we have James Hall, executive vice president and general counsel of NewNet Communications as well.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other appearances to be made on behalf of the applicant?
I believe that should be all, Your Honor.
Okay, thank you very much. For those of you who are joining us on the telephone, and I'll continue with appearances in just a moment, for convenience sake and also for everybody's experience, if you could mute your end of the line unless you're speaking, it will help out tremendously and also avoid or limit any feedback noise that we might be getting. Mr. Jetter.
Thank you. This is Justin Jetter with the Utah Attorney General's Office, and I'm representing the Utah Division of Public Utilities. With me today at the council table is Ron Slusher, a utility technical consultant for the Utah Division of Public Utilities.
Thank you very much. I'd like to help facilitate this hearing by doing a few things right off the bat. First of all, I'd like to take administrative notice of the joint application that was filed in this matter and along with the accompanying cover letter. This was filed on December 4th, 2014. And also, at the same time, I'd like to also take judicial notice of the recommendation that's been filed by the Division of Public Utilities, filed on December 31st, 2014. And with that said, I'd like to turn now to the applicant and open this to them to make their presentation and to the extent necessary to address the issue of the public interest in their request to have the commission grant their application.
Thank you, Your Honor. This is Alan Poole speaking again. On December 4th, 2014, the applicants filed the joint application whereby they did request the commission to grant approval of the transaction whereby NewNet Communications Technologies acquired all the outstanding membership interests of application further describes the transaction, the party, and most importantly, why this transaction is in the public interest. The key there is that the transaction ensures the continued viability of the Office by Data Corporation. The transaction was virtually transparent to any customer of the Office by in the state of Utah, and it was a seamless transition. No change in LSSI's operating authority is necessary. It's our understanding that no comments have been filed to oppose this application or this transaction. According to that fact in the application file, we then request that the commission approve this transaction pursuant to its rules.
Mr. Poole, do you have a witness that you could present who we could swear in and who would attest to the issue of the public interest that you just addressed? That way, we could, in addressing the issue in the way of an order, we could rely on the testimony of a witness as opposed to putting you in an awkward situation of perhaps presenting evidence on behalf of your client, which I assume you don't want to do.
Certainly. I think to that effect, we can call in Sharon Stern, and I can ask her some of the requisite questions involving the public interest.
That would be excellent.
Would that work for Your Honor?
That would be excellent. Ms. Stern, are you on the line?
I am on the line.
Okay, and are you prepared to testify this morning?
I am.
Okay, very good. Would you kindly raise your right hand? And do you swear that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
I do swear.
Thank you. Mr. Poole, you may proceed.
Ms. Stern, can you describe briefly your involvement in this transaction as it concerns the application?
Yes. As stated, I am the SUT Legal Affairs at Volt here on behalf of Volt Delta Resource Holdings, Inc., one of the applicants. And I was involved in connection with the underlying transaction, which, as the application states, closed on December 1. To give some context, Volt Delta Resource Holdings, Inc., held the interest of Volt Delta Resources LLC, which in turn held the interest of LSSI Data. The transaction closed, and we sought, both in connection with the transaction, the filing of the application, and in connection with communications post-closing to ensure that, as Mr. Poole stated, that the transaction would proceed smoothly, that it would be transparent to the customer, that there would be no interruption or change in activity, all designed to ensure that the customers in the state would not be prejudiced or otherwise adversely impacted by this transaction. And we believe, based upon all the facts and circumstances, that it indeed has been a seamless transaction and transition.
Sharon, could I ask you, were you able to determine that unit technology, communication technologies would possess the technical, financial, and managerial proficiency necessary to continue as the ultimate parent company of LSSI?
Yes, we, as part of our due diligence in connection with the transaction overall, and in particular, the answer is yes.
Okay, Sharon, thank you. Ms. Stern, thank you very much. I think that's all from us.
Any questions for Ms. Stern?
No questions from the division. Thank you.
Ms. Stern, thank you for your testimony this morning. Just to clarify,
you're welcome.
Thank you. Just to clarify, the application states on page 4 that the public interest will be served through this transfer of control. And is it your testimony that the public interest will indeed be served by this transaction, should it be approved by the commission?
The answer to that question is yes.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much, Ms. Stern. Mr. Poole, unless you have any follow-up questions, we'll move on to the division.
No follow-up questions, Your Honor. That's it for the applicants for now.
Okay, very good. Mr. Jetter.
Thank you, Your Honor. The division would like to call and have sworn in Ron Slusher.
Good morning, Mr. Slusher.
Morning.
And are you prepared to testify this morning?
Yes.
Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. You may proceed.
Would you please state your name and occupation for the record?
Name is Ron Slusher. S is in Sam. L-U-S-H-E-R. I'm a utility technical analyst for the Division of Public Utilities.
Thank you. And have you reviewed the joint application in this docket along with the other papers that were filed with it?
Yes, I have.
And did you prepare a memorandum filed by the division dated December 31st, 2014?
Yes, I did.
Does that memorandum continue to accurately reflect the position of the division and your opinion on the approval of this joint application?
Yes, it does.
And with that, do you believe that approval of the joint application would be just, reasonable, and in the public interest?
Yes, it would.
Finally, are you aware of any objection or any reason that this application should not be approved?
I have not seen or heard of any objections.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Thank you. Mr. Slusher is available for cross-examination. Mr. Poole, do you have any questions for Mr. Slusher?
No questions, Your Honor.
Okay. Mr. Slusher, I do have a question for you, and it pertains to the application, a footnote that's on page 4 of the application. And in the very last sentence of that footnote, it states that LSSI is not required to notify its customers of this transaction.
Yes, I saw that.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that the division was aware of that and was in agreement with that statement.
Yes, and I have actually talked to Mr. Poole on that. So, yeah, we're aware of it, and we felt comfortable with what they were doing.
Okay. Very good. All right. Are there any follow-up questions for Mr. Slusher?
No, Your Honor. Thank you.
Okay. You're very welcome. I do want to clarify, I stated earlier that the Commission would take judicial notice, and I stand corrected. I meant to say administrative notice. So to the extent that my prior statement said judicial notice, please know that I am taking judicial notice. The Commission is taking administrative notice. Sorry about that. I do wish to ask at this point in time whether there is anyone here present or that on the line who wishes to object or provide any statement concerning the application outstanding. Hearing none, the Commission assumes that there is no objection or statement that wishes to be made at this time. And based on the Commission's rule in this matter, we will take the matter under advisement. And given that there has been no objection, we will assume that the matter is in the public interest and we'll issue an order shortly. So thank you very much for being here this morning and for your testimony. And we will be adjourned. And an order will be forthcoming once the transcript is received. So thank you very much, and have a very nice day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.